Hi all, this is Sam Fury here again. Welcome to another episode of my podcast. I've decided to change the name of it, something a bit shorter. Now it's just called Could You Survive? Maybe I'll change it again later, who knows. Still early days, right? In fact, I restructured the whole Survival Fitness Plan website. I think it's not restructured that much now, still looks the same, basically. But I think within the next month or so, it'll get like a pretty big overhaul. But that's the website. This is the podcast. So let's talk about that. On this episode, I'm going to tell you about something that I struggle with. And that is my internal compass. Not like my soul or anything. I mean like literally when I go walking around, I get lost really easily. If I'm not paying attention in an unfamiliar area, I mean, I'm talking like minutes, I'll be lost. So all the time when I'm walking around, if it's in a new place, which is quite often because I travel quite a bit, I always look behind me to look at the signs and to see where I'm going. And if I'm talking to someone, well, that's it. I just gotta hope that they were paying attention. I don't know how some people, they just know, like a lot of people, just know where they are at all the time, and they could just like find, they could walk for an hour and then just all of a sudden, oh, I'm just gonna go this way home, and they'll get there even if it's a new place. I don't have the ability to do that, and it's a really it's a big problem from a survival standpoint, and really just in general. I get lost late for meetings, not so much anymore because I don't really go to meetings, but you know, when I had a regular job and I would, or go to interviews and stuff, and I just get lost in the car. It's crazy. I don't really know why it is either. I heard and read in numerous places that the man's internal compass is supposed to be better than the woman's. I don't know if that's true. Well, maybe it is for everyone else, but for me, it's definitely not. I had a friend when I was in college, a TAFE. TAFE is a technical college, for those of you that aren't Australian. I can't remember the name of the English version, and I'm not sure. I'm sure America does have a version too. I can't remember the name of that either. Have you ever seen that show Community College, that comedy show? It's got Chevy Chase in it. I think it's like that. So you go there and you can learn technical skills, and instead of going to like college or university in Australia, it only costs like a couple of grand as opposed to tens of thousands of dollars. Anyway, I was there. And this was when I was actually studying, doing outdoor recreation, outdoor leadership, they called it. And I had this friend, this girl, she could just, in the middle of the wilderness, the bush, all the trees are the same, flat, like, and then she would just walk and walk and walk, and then all of a sudden she would stop, and she'd be like, wait, a little backstory, because we're navigating, right? We're learning how to navigate with the compass and stuff. I'm pretty good with the compass and stuff, so that's okay. It's just when I'm not using that I have the problems. Anyway, but I would have to pace. I would have to count my paces or like check the map to make sure I know where I am. She would be like, okay, we're just going to walk for like 1,600 meters. And then she would walk and she would talk, and then all of a sudden she would just stop. And then she would look and she'd be like, yeah, I think we're here. And then before, and then she would just look around and, oh, there's the marker or whatever we're supposed to go. Oh, let's go this way now. And then she'll walk and go, you know what, let's go back now. And she wouldn't even have to backtrack. She would just go straight directly, hardly even look at the map, and just go straight directly to back where base camp is. It was incredible. I can't do that. I have to get the map out, look around, all that sort of stuff. I actually like using the maps. I find it quite fun, even though it's pretty challenging for me. And of course, these days, GPS is everywhere. There's a lot of places when you're bushwalking, as you probably know, a GPS just doesn't work. And if it's cloudy, or if you're inside somewhere, or whatever, there's too many cloud covers, it cuts out, it's not that reliable. It's good to have, definitely. I use it as a backup all the time, but I also like to do a bit of map to ground, and a compass is good. Anyway. There was getting lost by traveling, because I do that all the time. And that's okay, especially if you don't really have anywhere to go. You just travel, you look around, see a lot of cool stuff that you probably wouldn't see normally. So I don't mind that. But in the wilderness, it really sucks. And it's happened to me a couple of times Well, not really full on lost. As they say, geographically embarrassed. But there was one time I got really lost, and it was probably a life-threatening situation. Although I didn't realize it at the time, but now when I think back at it, I was like, oh man, I could have died then. And it was a time, it was actually during a training tip when I was in TAFE and training to be the outdoors leader, this outdoors leader, right? And we were in a, in Western Australia, there's this massive track. It's called the Bibbulmun Track. And it's pretty clear. It's pretty hard to get lost on it, especially if you've got a map. And we were just out there doing whatever. And everyone was like, okay, we're going to go to the beach because the beach was pretty close. And I was like, okay, I'll meet you there. And I decided I wanted to cross over some dunes. And I don't know what happened, but I was crossing over the dunes. I thought I was seeing the beach. And I stopped to look at something. And then I was lost. And then for like 2 hours, I was just walking around. And I ended up, it fell dark. And then the group must have, they started to get worried. And they were, I couldn't hear. Apparently, they were banging on pots and everything. But I must have walked for ages. So I don't know what was going on. And there was a path, but this was before I really knew the rules of when you get lost, which is of course the stay put, and if you're on a path, stay put or just follow the path. I found the path and then I went off the path and I didn't stay put. I just kept walking around and it was dark and I was literally just in my thermal pants and I didn't have anything. I had no food and no water. Yeah, it was I didn't realize at the time, but they were like, you're lucky you could have died. Oh, anyway, so I was lost for a while, and then eventually I saw some lights, and it was them flashing the torches looking for me, and then so I just walked towards it, and then unfortunately one of the guys, we got to a walled bush, and I was on one side, he was on the other. He's like, okay, you're close, just stay there, I'll come and get you. I was like, no, don't worry, I'll come through. And he's like, no, you stay there, because he was like, he was an older guy, so I guess he thought it was his. He wasn't the teacher, but he was the senior student, I guess. I guess he felt his responsibility. So he tried to go through. He went through the bush, and a fucking, ooh, sorry about that. And a stick went straight into his eye. And yeah, that was bad. I felt really bad about it. He wasn't blinded or anything, but yeah, he did get a little bit injured. So that was a shame, and I remember we were talking about it afterwards, and they were asking me, it's like, weren't you worried? Or I was like, no, I knew I would be all right. And then the instructor just looked at me, he's like, I don't think you understand how bad it could have been. And you when you're young, you think you're invincible. And I was like, would have been okay. But actually, I think I would have been. Would have gotten cold. I know that it would have gotten really cold. And but I think I would have dug a hole or something. And then in the morning, everything would have been sweet. Or actually, before I saw the lights, I was thinking, I'm just going to follow this path and keep walking until I hit the next town, because I knew that there was a town close by on either side. Yeah, so that was the plan. But yeah, that was a pretty bad. Now that I look back at it, it was pretty bad. At the time, it was okay. Yeah, I think that's one of the good things about the positive thinking, right? If you don't panic. If I had panicked, I probably could have got a lot worse, but never mind. So that was just one. I know I've gotten lost a lot of times, but that's the one that really sticks out in my mind a lot. Yeah. Incidentally, years later, a couple of years later, that same track, I walked the whole thing with the same person that I was talking about before, that she could just find, she just knew her way around everything. So that this track, the Bibbulmun track, it's about 800 or 900 kilometers long, and it took us about 6 or 7 weeks. It was probably one of the best experiences I had. We went through some awesome terrain, and yeah, it was just nonstop. It's nothing like the Appalachian Trail. It's not that hardcore, I don't think. I've never done the Appalachian Trail, but I imagine it's not as hardcore as that. But yeah, it was probably one of the. It was definitely was the longest single walk hike I've ever done. Yeah, 6 or 7 weeks straight. And we'd stop like every 5 to 7 days. I think the longest stretch was like 9 days between towns to pick up supplies. Yeah, that was pretty good. Okay, so anyway, that's my story for today. Let's see if we come up with something tomorrow. Okay, have fun. Ciao.